We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN and talking today here with Raleigh County Commissioner Catherine Foakey on the program as we spend an hour here each month with our Raleigh County officials. We are looking ahead to the month of November. November 2nd, I believe, is when Election Day is, and there will be obviously advance voting ahead of that in about a month from now, I guess. It's hard to believe we're in mid-September already, but... And we'll be talking about voting on some different things, including some school board races. There's some city races. No county races this year, but there is a question that's going to be on the ballot that has to do with Raleigh County, and that is a 0.2% sales tax. And I don't know that there's been a lot of information out there just yet here. I think it was just published that it's going to be the ballot question has been published, I believe, for to be on the ballot for November 2nd. So... you met that deadline. What is the need here for the from the county's perspective on why you'd like to see? I guess it'd be a continuation. Is that right?
Well, yes, it'd be a continuation, but it will be less than what we're getting now. Currently, our county sales tax is 1%. The general fund is 0.5%, and for roads and bridges is 0.5%. And so the proposed will be a, it's going to be a 0.7 rather than a 1%, so we're lowering it. It will not be combined with the city. The city had a proposal last election, but it was just for city projects. And Pott County projects. It did not include the county. So we have to take care of our roads and bridges in the county and some of the Manhattan areas also that are our responsibility. So we've been, we have to take care of those. The current one that we share with the city is sunsetting after 2022. So we're looking at this to start in 2023. And so we're taking the 1% that we're getting right now for projects and reducing it to 0.7. So if you buy, say, a $20,000 used pickup, you would be paying $40 in county tax. Now, that does not include the city or the any of the other taxes, but for the county. That 40 cents will be going specifically to roads and bridges and culverts and bridges that need to be repaired. Many the roads need to be reconstructed to minimum modern design standards. There's over 13% of all county bridges and culverts that are deficient and need to be replaced. And we do have a list of all those that need to be done. We have had increased traffic, heavier truckloads, accelerated road and bridge deterioration. You know, farm equipment has gotten much heavier and wider. So a lot of these bridges and culverts need to be repaired. On a lot of the bridge widths, the lanes are too narrow. There is poor visibility on a lot of these narrow roads. Road shoulders need to be worked on because a lot of them are very, very narrow. There are sharp curves, steep roadside slopes, and various weight restrictions on the bridges. So a lot of farmers and a lot of people can't get across the bridges because their equipment is too heavy. If we defer that past, from 2023 on, you know, we will have to close roads and bridges. We'll have higher vehicle maintenance costs. We'll have to reduce speed limits and weight limits. And we will have escalated replacement costs. So that's why we're asking the voters to approve this 0.2. So, for instance, if you had an $80,000 piece of equipment that you bought for your farm or, you know, your property, that would be like $80. So to work on the bridges and the culverts, which isn't a lot when you think of a one-time cost every time you buy something. But one of the things that is good is on a sales tax, it also will apply to anyone who buys anything in the county and in the cities. So when we have tourists that come to town and come to the games or other events, they go out and, you know, they have taxes on food and entertainment and that kind of thing. That will go towards the county bridges and roads also. So it's spread out better than just to the county people.
So. Okay. So, yeah, just so I'm clear here, because you mentioned it's just for the county, not the city. So that means they're the projects outside the city, correct? And because the tax will still apply to Manhattan businesses, right?
Well, there are proposed, and I'm sorry, I wasn't clear on that. The projects proposed in the Manhattan area are about $5.7 million. And I have some charts here that are circled all the different areas. In the county, it's just the county. We're looking at. Get to this. Hold on. I think the breakdown is $10 million to $1 million. So there's a lot in the city itself.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. $9 million in Raleigh County and the small cities. $1 million. So. That's basically a $10 million over 5 years.
Very good. Again, we're speaking with Raleigh County Commissioner Catherine Fokey. And I heard the phones ring. Do we not have a call, Dave? Nope. Just making sure. We do have a caller standing by.
Okay.
With a question or a comment. So let's get to them. Go ahead. You're on in focus.
Okay. Am I on now?
Yes, you are. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, I have a question for the commissioner. I hear you say that we need roads, that we apparently have deferred maintenance on those for years, and that you want to have a sales tax. Our sales tax, as you know, is nearing 10%, which is one of the highest in the area. And if you shop in the mall, it's even more, in the North End even more. What would be the situation if we would just try and cut expenses by the number of sales tax you want and not keep putting a Band-Aid? You know, it's like cutting your arm off instead of putting a Band-Aid on. We just want to charge more tax, and people are leaving Manhattan because of the high taxes. We need to keep people here. And why don't we consider just cutting expenses? Let's try that for a change and see if it might work. It could be a new solution and a new dawning. What is your opinion?
Well, if you listen to the first part, we talked about how the county had actually reduced ad valorem taxes, which is property taxes. There's the property tax, which we've tried to keep flat. The sales taxes. We aren't, as a county, we aren't responsible for the cities, what they charge. Ours will be less this with this sales tax. It'll be 0.7. And right now, the total sales tax in the city and the county is 8.95. And in the proposed total for 2023, it will be 9.15 overall. The county portion of that is going down to 0.7 rather than 1.0. So we're trying to keep our expenses down. We have in our budget, we have kept our expenses flat. We worked really hard on decreasing expenses. So a lot has gone into this. So.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Is that understand? Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Not really. But you say you kept expenses down. Then we buy a church that we didn't even walk through, and we don't know what to do with that now. So let's start stopping and looking and thinking before we make these giant steps forward. Thank you for the job you're doing. You're all doing a great job. Thank you very kindly.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Appreciate the call here. So, yeah, the one thing is just, and it's nothing you're doing wrong. I think it's more of a, just the way that it's been explained, I think, to the public. So it's a tax not for Manhattan. It's for the rest of the county, not the city. Is that how I'm understanding it here? So will Manhattan voters then vote on the tax? Or is this just going to be voted on by the rest of the county?
No, it will be voted on by all county residents, okay, including the city. And I'm not for sure what happened back last year when they were doing the tax sales tax proposal in the city. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, the county wasn't a part of that, which we've always been in the past. So, you know, we've had to have our own, develop our own tax, sales tax, to take care of projects. And there are quite a few in the Manhattan area. 5.7 million of proposed projects are in the Manhattan area. It's in the urban area. 4.3 million of the proposed projects are in Raleigh County. So it's a split between the entities. So it affects all taxpayers all in the entire county.
Okay. Well, and there's certainly a lot of improvements to community. This isn't just a Raleigh County problem with roads and bridges. I know I cover Pottawatomie County, and they're trying to pave roads over there. I don't know that we have that problem as much in Raleigh County with paving roads. We do have some dirt roads, but
oops.
Sorry about that, CBS News. You know, it's a challenge. This is something that's not cheap, and
no,
it is something that your constituents kind of demand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and we get people coming in at various times wanting their roads paved, and we have to look at those individually. And we have taxing districts from the various development areas, and so we work on that. A lot of times to repair a road in say, a subdivision, it's divided up between the property owners, and then we put in a portion. So, but costs are going up. Like when we talk about inflation, you know, all the materials that go into replacing a road or a bridge, they're all going up. So it's something that we don't want to raise taxes, but sometimes we have to keep things going. I would hate to see a farmer trying to get his crop to an elevator and not be able to get to it without going all the way around if a bridge is not capable of holding his equipment. So those are the things we need to think about. All that is economic development.
Yeah. Well, certainly something to keep an eye on here, and I know there's going to be a lot more information between now and Election Day, November 2nd. So if you're living in Raleigh County and you want to learn more about that, just be sure to tune in. And, of course, I think the Facebook page has got some more information on it as well for Raleigh County. I've been seeing that mm-hmm. pop up more. So keep an eye on that if you are a constituent, and be sure to be informed before you head to the polls next
right.
month.
Yes, and we will be, as commissioners, we're going to various groups in the community in the next couple months and explaining and having a PowerPoint presentations for people to understand. We will, we will have a lot more media coming out. Our PIO is going to be getting out a lot more information and handouts so people understand what they're voting for.
All right, very good. So, well, let's take a break. We'll come back and talk some more here with Catherine Foki, Raleigh County Commissioner here on In Focus. We'll talk about the church a little bit coming up, and take your calls here if you got them, 785-537-1350. In Focus continues here on News Radio KMAN.